Hey, how's it going, Champagne Sharks? Hope everyone's doing well. Just wanted to do some quick house cleaning and let people know. Go to champagnesharks.com and you get access to all the links related to Champagne Sharks. You can go there and find it all. And you can find where we are on social media, our products, all that stuff. Also, Patreon benefits, which includes Discord server, book club night, movie night discussions, show notes, newsletter, and most importantly, bonus episodes. So definitely become a patron for $5 a month at patreon.com/champagnesharks. And without further ado, here is the episode. Take care. Hey, how's it going, Champagne Sharks? This is Trevor. Today we have with us Gregory Pierrot, author of Decolonized Hipsters, which was a book that surprised me a lot. I read it digitally, but it's not a huge book, but it was denser than I expected. It was, and I wanted to ask you, well, first, let us know who you are, anything you think is important for us to know about you, but then also how this book came to be.
Okay, thanks for having me. So that's an existential question, I guess. So I'm Greg Pierrot. I was born and raised in France. I've lived in the U.S. for about 20 years now. I teach African-American and American literature at the University of Connecticut at Stanford. The way this book came to be, it's a pretty funny story. So my friend and colleague, Bhakti Sringapore, runs the series Decolonize That for OR Books. Part of it derived from a webcast we ran together in the COVID years. And, you know, she had the idea of starting a series on, what is very much a buzzword these days, but you know, sort of partly riding that wave, but also, you know, hopefully writing interesting things about it. And as she was telling me about this idea, she said, well, you know, the whole idea was to actually write something short, right? Like, that you could, you know, easy to read, but maybe deeper than it might seem. And she said, so which one are you going to write? And, you know, I said, I don't know. I don't think I'm necessarily the person to write this. She said, oh, you know, come on, you got to find one. And so I said, I don't know, hipsters. And I sort of thought she would not get in it. And, you know, she would not accept it.
Wait. So was there like a set list that she wanted you to pick one, or it was open-ended? You could pick whatever you wanted.
There still is no set list. People will come to her with ideas and proposals. There's a conversation, I'm sure. In our case, I said this, you know, half as a joke, and I guess she thought it was funny. So that's how I ended up writing it, essentially.
No, and don't forget to tell us about yourself and your biography. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. What can I say? So I was, as I said, born and raised in France, in the city of Metz, close to Luxembourg and Germany. I say Metz for the English speakers out there. I will say Metz as it's supposed to be said, or my ancestors would kill me. So my father was from that region. My mother is from Martinique in the Caribbean. She moved to the continent sometime in the 70s. I'm actually going back to Martinique this summer for the first time in forever. So I'm very much looking forward to that. So I'm not sure what else to say. I was, I've been studying American literature and culture forever. I was always an interest of mine since I was a teenager. Music, certainly literature, certainly history, because I was always a kind of a history nerd. And I moved here in the 20s after meeting my wife at the University of Illinois, where I'd gone for an exchange program. So I came back and decided, and we stayed. I've been here since, you know, the early 2000s. Went to grad school at Penn State, same thing, early 2000s, got my PhD there. I've been teaching at UConn